You're listening to Ask Dr. Gray Pre-Med Q&A. So what I want to talk about today is, what is the reason of the MMI? I was talking to a pre-med advisor right before I started recording this, and we were talking about the MMI. He's on an admissions committee at a medical school, as well as the pre-med advisor, one of the pre-med advisors at the undergrad campus where the medical school is located. And we started talking about the MMI, and he was telling me a story of a student going through the MMI. And the MMI, at the core of the MMI, it's a communications test. And we both came to this same thing. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I try to tell the students, how to communicate, right? It's making sure that you're a normal human being and that you can communicate well, that you have good thought process behind what you can communicate as well. Not only that you have somewhat good knowledge, you don't have to, and this is where a lot of students get hung up, is a lot of students get hung up on the content. They think they have to know everything. In the MMI, some of these scenarios are going to put you in a situation where you're the doctor and you're being asked questions that you're not going to know, or you're asked moral or ethical questions and you're not going to know the answers. You're not going to know the laws around whatever is being asked of you. But that's not what the MMI is testing. That's not what the interviewer is sitting there judging you on and basing their evaluation of you on. They're basing their evaluation of you on your ability to communicate. That's all it is. It's a communications test. How well you can communicate your thoughts, your beliefs, your understanding of certain situations. If you can do that, even if you don't know any specifics about what's being asked of you, about certain laws or certain whatever it is, as long as you can communicate clearly and with a good thought process and not be tangential and bouncing all around, then you're going to do okay on the MMI. Don't get caught up in the specific scenarios and think that you have to go look at what all of the laws are for treating a Jehovah's Witness kid if the mom says, don't treat, but the kid's going to die if you don't treat, and what are you going to do? You don't need to know. Just talk about it. Think about it. Think through and discuss your thought process. That's all. All you have to do. It's as easy as that. Communicate as best you can, and you will do great on the MMI.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Ask Dr. Gray Pre-Med Q&A. Did you know that we record these live on Facebook at 3 p.m. Eastern on most weekdays? Search for Medical School HQ on Facebook and like the page to be notified. If you're interested in hearing from different medical specialists, go check out specialtystories.com.